I'm speaking with today.
This is Sherman Baldwin.
Thank you. And if you don't mind giving me one moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it'll take just a moment.
Thank you.
And so that I can make sure I was sent over the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
It's 900 Harrison Road, Carrollton, Georgia.
Thank you. If you'll give me a moment to look over the account so I can see what is going on, that'll take just a moment.
Okay.
And I do want you to be aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I do want to make sure you do not recall authorizing the $5.74 for the contest for the generator.
No, I would have never gave anybody my credit card number. I mean, if I did anything like it would just be my name and a phone number. You know what I mean? I'd have never done anything. I would have never paid to enter a contest.
Well, I do completely understand.
I mean, I've been trying to figure out where my money's been going, and this is what it is. You see, they took $39.99 out at one point, and now they didn't hit me. That other lady said that it was actually the price of the generator or whatever, and they took out four times, and I don't even know nothing about it.
I do apologize. I'm not sure why they would have advised you of that. Is it would have been for a contest, and then whoever it is that did the transaction for the contest, it would have advised them that by doing the contest, they would be signing up for the discount electronic savings store, where they would pay each month and receive a $125 gift card each month to the discount electronic savings store. However, since you are stating that it was not you that did the contest, we will be reporting this to the local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS postal inspector. I do just want you to be aware that you can call back later if you want to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Okay. No, you go ahead, 'cause ain't nobody would have had my card number, what I'm saying. I mean, nobody would have got my card number like that.
Well, I do completely understand. We do just like to give everybody that opportunity, as once we do file the investigation, we have no way of stopping it. But if you'll give me a moment, we can definitely get that processed for you. It would take just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
He's been doing that the whole damn time, yelling and said, I've been doing it.
I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone.
Hey, put that phone in.
Okay, and And I have got that processed for you. And as a courtesy, we will be refunding the account now pending the investigation.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And was there anything else I could assist you in?
No, ma'am. I didn't have no idea. I knew my money was going, but I think they had took, that other lady said that they took like $39.99 out to begin with. And I have disputed that charge already, so with the credit card. But I appreciate y'all helping me. I had no idea where it was going. I mean, it was just reoccurring. And I don't have any direct drafts coming out.
Well, I do completely understand. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you do have a great rest of your day.
You too, ma'am. What's the name of your company?
I do apologize. I'm not allowed to give out the name of the call center for security purposes. However, the account
fine.
You would have had is with the Discount Electronic Savings Store.
Yes, ma'am. Discount Electronics. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else I could assist you with?
That'll be all. I really appreciate you.
Well, you're very welcome. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. And you said to be back in my account within 3 to 5 business days?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
You're very welcome. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service. And I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
You too, ladies. Happy New Year.